You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go.
Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is A Loving Son. Once upon a time, there was a married woman named Leah. When she was young, she enjoyed going to the casino to play card games. Over time, she became addicted, and her daily meetings with friends at the casino became her routine. After she got married, Leah persisted with her addiction. As a housewife, Leah was barely at home with her husband and son, nor did she ever do household chores. One night, after finishing dinner, Leah said to her husband, "I am off to the casino again. Wish me luck. I hope I win the jackpot." Looking troubled, her husband grunted and replied, "You always go to the casino. Why can't you just stay home for once and spend time with Jill and me?" Soon enough, the two began to argue and started yelling at each other. Leah could take no more, and so she stormed out of the house, leaving her husband to look after their 10-year-old son. On arriving at the casino, Leah was greeted by her usual gaming friends. "Hey, Leah, ready for a big night?" said one of them. "Yes, of course. My day wouldn't be complete without seeing you ladies," Leah replied. As the night wore on, Leah thought back to the argument she had had with her husband and began feeling guilty. She thought to herself, "Maybe I should start heading home and spend time with my family." However, Leah was distracted by her friends, who called her out and pressured her to make yet another bet. The next thing she knew, Leah woke up the next morning to find herself sprawled on the casino floor. She picked up her phone and saw the many missed calls and messages from her husband. There was even a voicemail from her son, saying how much he missed her. All this made Leah realize, maybe last night was a waste of time, and always sleeping late isn't good for my health either. I'm so uncaring for ignoring my family. The family was already having trouble making ends meet, and the odds of her winning at the casino were very low. Despite this, and the thought of her family sinking further into financial debt, Leah's addiction was such that she could not resist the urge to gamble at the casino. As a result of her addiction, she came home every day having lost even more of the family's savings. One afternoon, after picking up her son Joe from school, Leah yet again couldn't help herself and headed for the casino. Joe, being young and innocent, could only follow. But Leah had forgotten that today was Joe's birthday. After a few bets, Joe said to his mother, "Can we please go home now?" Seeing Joe's pleading, Leah decided to end her night at the casino early. On the way home, Leah remembered that they were out of groceries, and so took a detour to the supermarket. As they passed a cake shop, Joe stopped and stared at the many delicious cakes on display. He quickly asked, "Mom, can we please buy a cake?" Leah thought for a second, realized it was Joe's birthday, and quickly replied, "Oh, my little angel, it's her birthday today. I'm so sorry. Of course we should get you a cake." Inside the cake shop, Joe immediately pointed at the chocolate mud cake. Leah knew it was his favorite cake and was about to order it. But as she reached into her pocket, she realized she had not even a single coin to spare. Feeling ashamed, she looked at Joe, Suddenly, out of nowhere, Joe pulled out money from his pocket and gave it to his mother. Astonished at what just happened, Leah asked Joe, "Where did this money come from?" Joe replied, "Oh, I've been saving. The money I got for Chinese New Year, money for my breakfast, and also money Dad gave me to buy cookies." It was at this moment that Leah realized she had been a bad mother, neglecting her son all this time while she was out gambling. With tears streaming down her face, she took the money that Joe had thoughtfully saved up and handed it to the cashier. Seeing firsthand how thoughtful and considerate her son was, Leah's cold and considerate heart finally melted. When they got home, she hugged Joe and said, "You're such a great son. I am so sorry for not spending more time with you. I promise to be a better mother, just as you have been such a loving son in helping the family." From then on, Leah was resolved to quit her gambling addiction, undo her bad habits, and start afresh. This story highlights that a touched heart is the most beautiful thing in this world. If we think about it, are we not touched by the love our parents have given us? Are we not touched by our teachers' sincere efforts in teaching us? Are we not touched by the blessings that this world has given us? If we are touched by our surroundings, we will live a life of happiness and shall never give up on our efforts. We will live in harmony with others and spread joy to all around us. We should not only be grateful for the kind words and thoughtful actions we receive from others, but we should pay it forward by speaking good words and doing good deeds so that those around us will feel touched. If each one of us can do this, the world will be a better place, for being moved is the most beautiful. Just as Venerable Master Xingyun says, being deeply moved is an important part of practice. We must be sensitive and grateful to the kind words and the kind deeds we come across in our daily lives. We must also touch others with compassion, tolerance, modesty, and diligence. If everyone can be moved, the world will be a great, pure land.
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.